This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
John had just seen and heard every created thing in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea worshiping God. Now he watches as the Lamb begins breaking the seals on the seven sealed book or scroll. Each sealed section contains very different and specific events. The first four seals reveal those who have come to be known as the four horsemen of the apocalypse. This is the beginning of the tribulation period. The four horsemen appear, and while we are not told the exact timing, they must follow closely behind one another. The first one is given a bow, notice no arrows, and a crown. He rides out conquering and to conquer. He accomplishes his goal not through war, but through deception. It seems to indicate that this is a time of relative peace. The next rider, however, is given power to take peace from the earth, and he is given a sword. That indicates war. The third rider is described as having a pair of scales in his hand, which means that food in particular will be scarce, will be weighed out, and will be very expensive. This indicates famine. But at the same time, luxury items, oil and wine, will be available to those who can afford them. The fourth rider is the inevitable result of such conditions. This rider is death, and Hades is following him. Death is given authority to kill a fourth of the earth using such things as sword, famine, pestilence, and wild beasts of the earth. The fifth seal takes John back into heaven again, where he sees souls under the altar. These are the ones who have been killed during this period, and they are questioning God as to how long he will wait before avenging their blood. They are given white robes and told to wait until the rest of those who were to be killed as they had been was completed. This tells us that these souls have come out of the tribulation. Then the sixth seal is broken, and John sees events happen in the sky and on earth. There is an earthquake. The sun is darkened. The moon is like blood. The stars fall from the sky. The sky is split apart like a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island is moved out of its place. Then everyone who dwells on the earth, from kings to slave to free men, hid themselves among the rocks of the mountains and said to them, "Fall on us and hide us from the presence of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of their wrath is come, and who is able to stand?" There are a few things that can be pointed out here. Right at the beginning, the first rider is on a white horse. That can mislead many into thinking it is Jesus Christ, but it is the Antichrist, who copies Jesus as often as he can. Remember, identification includes what they say and do. Jesus did not need a bow or arrows, nor did he go out to conquer by deception. And the wars and famine would not follow him. His peace will be everlasting. It is interesting to note that even in the worst of times, those of wealth and power will still have all they want. They will have them at the expense of others. And did you catch that a fourth of the earth will be killed during this period? Not just wars and famine, but also pestilence and wild animals. That is hard for us to imagine, but with such conditions, the animals will find it hard to find food also. They will be forced to come to where they can find food, even though it means invading the people's space. But that is not all of the problems the people going through tribulation face. There are great changes on earth itself as well as in the sky. The sun, moon, and stars are all affected, and even the sky itself. On the earth, there is a great earthquake. And to add to it all, every mountain and island was moved out of its place. They were not gone. They were just moved. How must that have been received? We know the mountains are still there, because the people went to the mountains to hide from the presence of God and the wrath of the Lamb. This situation affected every person, from kings and free men to slaves, and they were all of one mind. That tells us that the ones who came to know the Lord are already in heaven, the souls under the altar, and these are the ones who have not yet come to that place. However, they do acknowledge that this is God's doing. They recognize that God can see them. They try to hide from his presence, and that it is the wrath of the Lamb. God had arranged for there to be great witnesses during this period, as we will see later. So they had heard the good news, they had just rejected it. This wrath is from God, and they know they cannot stand against it, but they are still going to try. This is the influence of the lie of Satan. He also knows he cannot win, but he is still trying. Remember that time is passing, and all of these things happen in the first 3.5 years of the tribulation. But more will follow, so just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.